welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 19th. You'll be interested to know. 94 years ago, today, in 1931, Nevada legalized gambling, creating a legal framework that allowed for the establishment of casinos throughout the state, especially in Las Vegas, which became a prominent destination for gaming and entertainment. This significant development transformed the state's economy and culture, establishing it as a major hub for tourism. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 5 to 7 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. The winds are offshore at 3 mph, keeping the surface smooth for some great rides. Expect a shift later in the day as the winds turn sideshore. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m., with the 1 foot incoming low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 5 feet at 13 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 0 mph. The first low tide Wednesday will be a half foot at 7 a.m., with a 2.5 foot high tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will experience increasingly choppy conditions, particularly in the afternoons with 7 to 9 mph onshore winds. Morning sessions start off clean, but deteriorate as winds shift, especially on Friday and Saturday. Wave heights will remain steady at 2 to 4 feet, with occasional chest-high sets, but persistent wind will significantly impact surf quality throughout this period. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 51 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:01 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:53. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with temperatures reaching around 74 and a gentle north wind picking up to about 15 mph, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, cooling down to a low of 48. With light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies Thursday and Friday, with highs around 66 and 67. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Saturday brings mostly sunny conditions, while Sunday starts with patchy fog, then clears up nicely. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego Local Agency Formation Commission has ruled that the petition from the Association for the City of La Jolla, aimed at initiating incorporation proceedings, has not met the necessary signature threshold. La Jolla residents seeking to secede from San Diego believe this would give them better control over local issues, such as road improvements and public safety. They collected 5,723 valid signatures, falling short of the required 6,750. The association has been granted a 15-day period to gather additional signatures, starting Monday and concluding on Tuesday, April 1st. Now on to sports. The NCAA tournament has kicked off with an exhilarating start. Alabama State achieved its first-ever tournament victory by defeating St. Francis, 70-68, with a thrilling last-second play. Micah Simpson's full-court pass found Amer Knox, who scored the winning basket. Knox led his team with 16 points, while Juan Cranford Jr. from St. Francis contributed 18 points and 8 rebounds. The Hornets' impressive performance included only 6 turnovers, turning those mistakes by St. Francis into 26 points. Meanwhile, North Carolina beat San Diego State and will play Ole Miss in the next round. In local sports, last night, the Kings and Lakers were off. Tonight, the Lakers take on the Denver Nuggets at Crypto.com Arena. The Nuggets are 1.5-point favorites, with both teams keen to solidify their playoff positions. Tomorrow night, the Kings, standing at 36-21-9, take on the struggling Blackhawks in Chicago. Adrian Kempe leads with 55 points. The Kings are favored and look to extend their recent form. In top news, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams have safely returned to Earth after a 9-month mission that began with a week-long test voyage to the International Space Station. They landed off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida, alongside crewmates Nick Hagg and Alexander Gorbunov. Their mission faced significant challenges, leading to their extended stay and a switch to a SpaceX return instead of using Boeing's Starliner. During their time in space, Williams set a record for the most spacewalking hours by a female astronaut, totaling 62 hours and 6 minutes. In business news, in a significant move, Ben & Jerry's announced that its parent company, Unilever, has decided to remove chief executive Dave Stever, intensifying a conflict over the subsidiary's independence regarding social policy issues. This decision was disclosed in a court filing, with Ben & Jerry's claiming Unilever threatened its personnel to suppress its social mission. Stever, who joined the company as a tour guide in 1988, became chief executive in May 2023. Ben & Jerry's has a history of social activism since its founding in 1978, which has increasingly clashed with Unilever's corporate strategies. The case continues in the U.S. District Court. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $83,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 13% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Hawaii is sinking 40 times faster than previously thought, with some areas of Oahu experiencing alarming subsidence rates. While the average rate is about 0.6 millimeters per year, certain regions, like the industrial Mapunapuna, are sinking at a staggering 25 millimeters per year. This rapid subsidence raises concerns about future flood exposure, with experts predicting increased flood risks by over 50% by the year 2050. Researchers from the University of Hawaii at Manoa emphasize the importance of understanding these rates to inform effective climate adaptation strategies and infrastructure resilience for local communities. And in entertainment news, in her memoir, Careless People, A Cautionary Tale of Power, Greed, and Lost Idealism, Sarah Wynne Williams reveals shocking details from her nearly 7 years at Facebook which began in 2011. As a former United Nations diplomat, she aimed to enhance the company's global image. Since the book's release, Meta has aggressively challenged it, claiming it contains falsehoods and initiating arbitration that prevents her from promotion. Wynne Williams recounts bizarre requests from CEO Mark Zuckerberg, including wanting a peace rally or riot during an Asia trip, and instances of questionable decision-making within the company, particularly regarding its response to global issues. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and writer, Alan Watts. And he said, "The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.